Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Welcome back, hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here, Rock Cod Rick Maxa here too. As we said, Captain Russ Breswell from the Shogun was supposed to be on the show, but family emergency kept him away. But we're having a good time talking fishing. A lot of great reports and a lot to talk about. We just covered part of the list of the Let's Talk Hookup trips. We're going to do more of that. Phones are packed. We've got a lot of phone calls, a lot of questions, so it's a great show.
Yeah, having a great time, and this is a fun one. I love when we do this. Just fun. This show's about you. Give us a call with anything that you want to discuss on Let's Talk Hookup this morning. You got a question about tackle. You got a question about going on one of those trips, long-range fishing, whatever it is. This show's about you this morning. Give us a call. We would love to hear from you. We have two ways that you can reach us on Let's Talk Hookup, and the first one has been really busy all morning. That's our local number. It's 858 area code 457-1090. Again, that's the local number. It's totally packed up right now, but there'll be shots to get through on that number later in the show. The best way, if you want to call right now, it's our toll-free number. It's 877-792-1090. Again, 877-792-1090. It's open right now. And, boy, as we said at the beginning of the show, too, such an awesome prize that we're giving away at the end of the show today, and that's a brand-new pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. This one is the Stingray. It's a very cool fisherman-style frame, kind of short, kind of wrap. It's really good about keeping the sun coming from the sides of your glasses in. I really like the Stingrays. Fits my face really good, and that's what it's all about, is a good fitting pair of glasses, and Maui Jim just does such a good job with it. It's a tortoise-style frame.
Right to you.
We're going
to
get a bronze HCL lens, a very, very good medium-level glass. They're just... God,
and
I love those pair of Maui
Jim. Super lightweight glass, and the clarity of the Maui Jim glass, like no other.
Yeah, it's you cannot beat
pretty
them.
Pretty scratch-resistant. I mean, you can abuse them and use them, and they don't scratch very, very much. It's just amazing.
That's
glass.
The beauty of the Maui Jims, for sure. And again, if you want to get that shot, the best way right now, toll-free, 877-792-1090. Let's find out what's biting out there. The Catch Report today is sponsored in part by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Fisherman's Processing is San Diego's finest, and that's why they're known as the Fish Pros. Once you try them, you'll be hooked. They'll fillet your fish, vacuum pack your fish, all to your specs, as well as offer the best in smoked fish, jerky, and the famous tuna burger. Check fishermansprocessing.com for more details, or you can see them when your trip returns to the San Diego Landing. We got our fishdope.com reporter, the man, our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish, on the line. What's up, Mark?
Hey, good morning, Ricky. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Mark.
Well, just like we were talking last week when I was down there with you guys, we still got some crazy good fishing. It just keeps rolling on and on. So let me hit a few highlights here from this week at Catalina. Lots of that small grade yellowtail around, you know, it's like 4 to 6 pounds. So it's fun stuff for light tackle, but, you know, let them go, guys. But if you want to go well away on them, just back right up to Eagle Rock in that zone there, and no shortage of fish around. Bigger fish, those bigger yellows, backside middle on the structure spots like Pedestal Rock, off Ben Weston, above the closure. And, of course, the famous Farnsworth Bank there is holding some of that better grade fish. There is squid at Catalina on the front side in the isthmus area. And as you know, there's been the occasional sea bass swimming around with squid. That's kind of a standard story. We'll save that story for later on. Maybe next week we'll talk about that a little bit at San Clemente Island. Lots going on there, guys. Maybe you heard Benny at the start of the show talk about that good bass fishing going on. I know bass are biting at this time of year. But what's not been talked about, because all the boats are running right by Clemente to go fish that tuna outside, there is yellows. A lot of that stuff's up west, that better grade fish, 15 to 20 pounds. This time of year, I've loved fishing a tatty 9 on the yo-yo on the 9 up west there on that high spot at this time of year. November, December is often excellent fishing at the yellows at San Clemente Island. At the upper end of the island, don't write off that bluefin tuna on Desperation Reef just set. We did have a little bit of weather, so reports were scarce this week. But the last catch for sure of I know of was last a little over a week ago, 40 to 50 pound fish still on the Desperation there. That's worth a check. The water conditions are still looking good in that zone. Yellowfin bite on the inner banks look like it's kind of winding down. You know, the water took a hit with some of this wind. And there's still some schools around. They're jumping around, but tough to get them to bite. I think that's getting over. And speaking of fish that don't want to bite, marlin up on the Osborne Bank here this last weekend. There's still good fish there, tailors, sleepers, jumpers, but mostly with lockjaw. One fish caught that I know of might be the last one for this season, but there'll probably be guys on it again here this weekend. And then, of course, there's that tuna on the Tanner, that beautiful grade of bluefin out there from like 60 up to over 100 pounds, well over 100 actually. Unbelievable fishing, but it takes that live squid to get them to bite, guys. They're definitely biting that squid. And what's nice is they're biting the heavy gear, so you get a good shot of landing those fish. They're biting a 50, 60, even 80-pound, 3-0 to maybe a 6-0 circle hook and 1 to 3-ounce sliders to get that bait down a little bit. And then those bluefins are also biting the glow-in-the-dark type jigs like the flat falls, or if you guys want to be really adventurous, if you can find a glow-in-the-dark PL-68, those big bluefins bite those just like the yellowfins do. But, man, it's and take good excuse me a second. Take plenty of gear out there because of all the blue sharks. There's a huge amount of blue sharks chasing that squid around on the bank, and they're biting off a lot of tackle, so take a bunch of stuff. And it's good weather right now, guys, but it looks like we're going to have a little change coming here, so I'd be getting on a boat right now and go fishing.
Yeah, weather good. Go now. Go today.
They're 100-pounders. Like, what more do you need to say to them? They're 100-pounders. Make it happen.
100-pounders.
My buddy Steve
and
Paisel,
lots of them.
Yeah, and my buddy Steve Paisel shared a chunk with me of ones that they caught last week and what they fifer out on the bank. That stuff, because gorging on squid is so fatty and delicious.
I'll bet. I'll bet that's so good.
Really good. Yeah, unbelievable. So, Mark, fishdope.com, Danny's been on it, putting all the people on the spots. Save $20 on a new membership to fishdope.com by using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. Now's the time. What a great Christmas gift.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Keep saying it.
Yeah, Christmas is like right around the corner,
yeah,
isn't it?
And our one thing we didn't talk
Speaking
about
of
last
Christmas.
Weekend, Christmas Spectacular this year will be Christmas Eve. December 24th with Captain Mark Wish playing Santa on the show.
That's pretty good timing, Chris.
That's cool.
Yeah, that'll be great. So, yeah. And how do we find you, Mark?
Pete, you could say it for me. We're in Huntington Beach on the corner of Bulls of Cheek and Edinger. Phone number 714-840-4262. The website, PacificEdgeTackle.com. The Facebook page, Pacific Edge Tackle. Just put up some pictures of an installation I just finished on a beautiful 35 Cabo. Just finished it yesterday.
I saw the picture that you put up on Facebook. That big tank with that blue window is so cool looking, dude. That's awesome.
And that's awesome.
Yeah, that's a killer one. Very worth checking out.
You know, that boat, it's in a little marina where there's a whole bunch of 35 Cabos, and we're fortunate that we have a lot of tanks on a bunch of them. But that boat is sitting between another 35 Cabo that's absolutely pristine and an absolutely pristine 36 Pacifica, some of the coolest boats there are.
Nice.
I agree with that, man.
Nice. Very nice.
I was thinking about you when I was looking at that Pacifica yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Cool boat for sure. Hey, Mark, thanks a lot for that info. Happy Thanksgiving. We'll talk to you next weekend.
See you, Mark.
You got it.
All right.
Yep.
All right, let's head on now down to San Diego, over to C4th Sport Fishing, where the action never seems to slow. They're always happening at C4th. What's up, Marcos?
You know, there's definitely always something going on here, isn't there? You know, except for yesterday. Yesterday was a bit slow, but we'll ignore that one for now and just talk about the good fishing we've been having there from those half-day trips. You know, still catching a good amount of bottom fish. The Sea Watch actually this week had a few shots of yellowtail earlier in the week. One white sea bass in the mix, some bonito yesterday to go with that bottom fishing, some calico bass popping in. So normally what you'd expect kind of, you know, later spring going into summer, but it's almost Thanksgiving. So very good fishing there. San Diego, they've been struggling to get out. I think people are kind of fished out on that nice fishing they had all summer there. But they're still online on the weekends. They're online tomorrow. Hopefully we'll be able to get them out. Those overnight boats or the day-and-a-half boats, like you were just talking about there, still catching those 100-pound bluefin. And, again, we're talking about, you know, it's perfect to put a bluefin on the table for Thanksgiving. I'm sure your family would love that. Be a great option there. And we're running those day-and-a-half as often as possible. We've got the Tribune Mastic alternating trips there. So definitely check the website, c4thlanding.com. Our half days, the San Diego three-quarter days, those Tribune Aztec day and a half up there. Great weather, like we've talked about before, this time of year, you know, there's usually a good amount of room. You've got some flexibility as far as when to go. And especially if you've got family in the town, you want to take them to do something, now's a great time to take them fishing. So check the website, c4thlanding.com. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. Or come down and visit us in person. We'll be more than happy to help you out, get you out there fishing.
Wow, Marcos, sounds like it's time to go fishing at C4 Sport Fishing and come and see Marcos. Sure appreciate that very much, and we will talk to you next week.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
Happy Thanksgiving very much.
Yeah,
and, of course, Rick Jensen's Northern Baja report from Sport Fishing Financials on the Royal Polaris right now, pulling on a big tuna, we hope.
He's mid-Baja, way offshore.
Yeah, for sure. So that's our catch report today.
You got it. Again, it was sponsored in part by Gamakatsu Hooks, Japan's leading fish hook that sets the standard for quality and innovation, strength and durability. Get ready because the big fish season is going on right now, and that Gamakatsu Super Nautilus hook is your hook for long-range fishing. Don't wait. Get that Super Nautilus hook before it goes away. Also, I got to say, I really have become a fan of that Octopus 4X90 hook as the replacement hook for my Wahoo bombs. It's awesome. It's sharp. It's got a fairly long shank, so it sticks out of the head of your Wahoo bomb, but it ends up riding about mid-level of the skirt, which is right where you want it, and stupid sharp, which is exactly what you want for Wahoo fishing. So
that is
it's a great hook. It's a 9-0. I like the barb size on it.
Yeah.
It's like I almost would call it like a medium-sized barb. Some of those other brand, we'll say designer hooks, have real small barbs on them, which I don't like.
Yep.
I like that this is a big barb to hold the fish, but but it's not so big that if you're making it a Wahoo bomb hook that you don't need to use a giant swivel. If you want to put a swivel over the top of the barb so you can put like a little spinner blade on the bottom of the hook, it's perfect. It's a great hook for replacing for your Wahoo bomb.
Octopus 4X
strong,
9-0.
You got it.
Good call. All right, let's jump into the phone.
You got it, man. How about this time we talk to Peter? He's calling us from Rancho Penasquitos. Good morning, Peter. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Peter.
Good morning. Peter. Oh, shoot, looks like
you're okay.
Yeah, you with us, Peter?
Yeah, hey. Good to talk to you guys. Thanks.
Good morning.
I was down in Cabo with San Jose with Richard Kastman last weekend. Great tournament.
Nice.
Got some Wahoo. Water was really warm, so waiting for that to cool down, and hopefully those Dorado come in.
Yeah, awesome. Well, that Wahoo fishing, it sounds like you guys had a stupendous trip.
Yeah, it was good. There's a few boats out there, so it spread around a little bit, but they were definitely biting, and we were there. We stayed an extra day, so we picked up a couple on the last day as well.
Awesome.
Some of them
excellent.
Pretty nice. Yeah, one of them up in probably 45 pounds, pretty big one.
Sweet.
Yeah.
That's a nice Wahoo for down there, man. Right on. Good for you, Peter.
Good. So, hey, a question. Going back a little bit to some of the sets you were talking about with the bass, I was wondering about just some of the line setups, the baseline, the top shot, and then the notch you used to join them and what the options were and if you used different ones for different situations or weights.
Where are you fishing, Peter?
This would be mostly like on the islands.
Okay.
Local
islands here or Cedros
or even down Cumin. Cedros, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Very good. Rick?
Well, I would say as far as line sizes go, I really like my favorite line for calico bass fishing, making a lot of casts, is made by Power Pro, and it's 65-pound Super 8 Slick. That's my favorite. I really like the idea of Max Quattro because it's a bigger line that's still skinny, and your connection strength is always stronger when you're tying a heavier Spectra to your fluorocarbon. So I like the idea of Max Quattro a lot also, but for me, 65-pound Super 8 Slick almost across the board for my calico bass fishing. I have one rig that I fish 80-pound on that I have even bigger baits. That again, it's good for knots, but pretty much 65-pound Power Pro, that's my favorite. I fish a lot of Corrado 300s. I love that Calcutta Conquest that Benny was talking about. I like the 300 and 400 Calcutta D.
Yep.
All of those would be the style and sizes of reels that we fish with. But day in and day out, I still probably fish the Corrado more than anything else. As far as the power or the fluorocarbon goes, I like the Seaguar Premier, because it's a little bit softer and it ties knots a little bit easier. And I always bump up one fluorocarbon size than I'm used to fishing. Because it's so soft and so skinny, you can get away with a little higher line diameter. So if I'm used to fishing 40-pound fluoro and whatever brands of the past, I'll usually fish 50-pound Premier, which it runs up being about the same diameter, but it's easier to tie and it's a little more clear. So I fish a lot of 50- and 60-pound Premier. And as far as joining those two together, my favorite is that John Collins knot. And if you're not familiar with the John Collins knot, Pete and John Collins did a really cool video on how to tie it. It's on our YouTube channel. It's super easy to find. If you go to our website, hookup1090.com, in the right-hand corner, you'll see a little set of icons, and they're basically links to all the different social media accounts that we have with Let's Talk Hookup. Clip on that YouTube channel, and there's a really cool video that they did that I really like how you did it.
You have to search for it on our channel because it was done a while ago.
Yeah, but
there's a lot of, because we also put all our archives on that channel too, so there's a lot of videos on that channel.
But if you do a search, I'm sure it'll pop right up. And the thing that I like about it is you guys tied it multiple times, right, and you changed the camera angle. Yep. So one is like a close-up of him tying it. The other is like over the shoulder, so you'd see, you know, you're kind of holding it the same direction that John would be. It's a very easy knot. It's very small. It's easy
to
tie.
I can't even tell you how many hundreds of thousands of visits
it's
that
perfect
video has had.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It's
so that's my rigging, I guess you'd say.
For sure. Hey, hope that helps you out. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. I want to remind you to pick up this week's edition of Western Outdoor News. This week they have that Los Cabos Tuna Jackpot Tournament wrap-up, talking about that 298 that took it on Tu Corazon with our friend Chucky Van Warmer from Baja Resort, Van Warmer Resorts, Palmas de Cortez. Congratulations to Chucky. He was the angler on that.
What a fish.
And then, of course, Dick Lanfield's Real Quest took second. And, of course, our friend Mark Rayer from Gen Ren Sport Fishing took third place, too. Only a 251. You know, third. Yeah, so that's really good information. This week's edition of Western Outdoor News. One line open. You want to get through, have a chance to win a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. 858-457-1090. Let's jump into the phone.
You got it. Gary in Colorado. You're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, Gary?
Good morning, Gary.
Well, good morning, Rick. Hi, Pete.
Gary?
You know, I had a tackle question, and my wife and I come out from Colorado once a year for a 6-day trip on the Independence, and I always fall short with a jig casting outfit. I'm always about 45 feet short of being able to cast either into a school of yellowtail or tuna when you're run-and-gun fishing. And I didn't necessarily want to add more equipment. Well, we already bring a lot, with the exception, I think I need to improve my rod. I've been trying to fish with a 7-foot rod. I'm using a Trinidad 20. How would you set that Trinidad 20 up on a maybe an 8-foot rod that would improve my distance?
What kind of fishing are you doing? Are you summer fishing out of San Diego?
Summer fishing, early June.
Yeah, so anything. And what pound test do you usually run on that Trinidad 20?
I've been trying to cast with 40 monofilament.
Okay. It's a good setup for that, and a great rod would be one of those new Terramar.
Mm-hmm. A Terramar, I would say if this is a dedicated surface iron outfit, the first thing you need to do is get a surface iron rod. That 7-foot rod, it is a bait stick. They don't make a rod that was designed for casting a jig that's 7 feet long. So the first thing you want to do, if this is a dedicated rod that you cast a jig with, is get rid of the 7-foot rod for sure. And if you want to know my honest opinion, I would go straight past an 8-foot rod and get a 9-foot rod. I know you guys do this trip every year. I know you're more than capable of fishing that a 9-foot rod. And that's what a surface iron rod is. You know, it's a casting tool. And if you're desiring to get the distance, that's what you need to do. Will an 8-foot rod get you better distance than a 7-footer? It definitely will, but you need to jump right up to a 9-footer, and I would look at a Terramar 90H. That's a rod that I really like.
Great
it's
rod.
Easy on the pocketbook. It's a very good casting rod. Terramar 90H, it's lightweight. It'll fit that reel just fine, even with the stock clamp. The reel that you have, a Trinidad 20, in my opinion, all others combined, and I work in a tackle store that sells just about everything, there is not a better surface iron reel than that, period. It is the as good as they come. It's the very, very best. 40 pounds is the right line size. I think you're dialed. I would look at getting a Terramar 90H, a Calstar GG 90J. There's several really good 9-foot rods out there, but next time you come down for your trip, just kind of keep that in mind, and we'll pull on some. But that's what you need to do. Step up your rod length. That's going to make all the difference in the world.
Gary, you're listening to us on the stream on the website, hookup1090.com?
Yes, I am. Uh-huh.
In Colorado, and is it snowing yet in Colorado?
You know, it snowed night before last.
Nice.
And we woke up to 12 degrees temperature yesterday morning. So it was not only snowy and cold, it reminded me it's wintertime.
Winter is back, yeah, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for joining us from Colorado. We'll look forward to seeing you back in sunny San Diego. America's finest. Sure. Hey, speaking of streaming and such like that, you know, we've had some issues with our app, our 1090 app, the hookup, the Mighty 1090 app that a lot of people stream on either their Android device or their iPhone device. In San Diego County, it was working fine. But if you went to Orange County or L.A. County, you were getting, like, all these weird ads that were running through and not our ads running through. Well, they fixed that now.
Okay.
So, unfortunately, like in Colorado or beyond L.A. and Orange County, we're not sure how that's going to work. But if you're in L.A. and Orange County and you were being disturbed on the app by some weird ads on there, it's fixed.
All right.
So you can stream Let's Talk Hookup anywhere you are in Southern California. Just go to our website, hookup1090.com. On the front page, you can download that app right on the front page of our website. Let's go back and talk about trips, Rick, because we've got a lot of trips to talk about, and this is the time of the year people start to make their plans and make decisions on going on trips. And the other one, next one down the list is one I'm going to be going on, the Royal Star Fly Down Fly Back trip. I have it as listed as of spots available. No, it's sold out. So you can't go. Yeah, but you can get on the
waiting list. Yes.
Yeah, Fly Down Fly Back, 11 days, such an awesome trip.
Let me say this real fast about waiting lists. We talk about it all the time. We stress the importance of getting on a waiting list. My trip is a perfect example. My trip was sold out for months. And then 3 weeks before the trip, we had two spots open up. Guys on the waiting list, they got it. So we were full again. A week later, another spot opened up and got filled again. A week after that, two spots opened up and got full again. Get on the waiting list. You would not. And Tracy's a miracle worker when it comes to that.
She can make things happen. So, so if you want to go with me on that 11-day fly down, fly back, May 10th, what a great time down
man.
To the islands. Beautiful, beautiful place. Go down and check that out. Now, the next one is our 21st annual Rancho Lanero Spring Tournament, sponsored by Sport Fishing Financial Statewide Stripes. Great time down there, Saturday, June 3rd. Beautiful time in the East Cape and a beautiful place to go, Rancho Lanero. Very, very popular. It would be one that you definitely want to get on early and jump on that. The next one down the list, Rick will be hosting this one. It's our 20th annual Kingfisher Charters Father Day Special. And there's only, as I checked, four spots left a couple of weeks ago. There may be less than that. So if you want to go to Kingfisher Charters, the best saltwater operation in Alaska.
You want to kill two birds with one stone? Get Dad that trip for Christmas. You got Father's Day covered. You got Christmas covered. And I can assure you, we leave on Father's Day. Rad trip. Killer accommodations. Great fishing. Best time of year to be up there. Perfect trip.
Oh, yeah. No doubt about it. So that's Sunday, June 18th. That's when you want to jump on and get on that trip ASAP. Then the next one is Monday, June 26th to Friday, June 30th. It's a Cedros Adventures trip. Really good time at Cedros. It's first of two trips down at Cedros Adventures. What can we say about Cedros Adventures?
Dude, what more to say?
What an amazing operation that is. You fly out of Ensenada. They pick you up.
Pick you up on this side of the border.
Yeah. Drive you down to Ensenada, you get on a plane, in an hour and 45 minutes, you're on Cedros Island, just the most incredible experience. You're hanging with the local people, eating the best tortillas in the world.
Food is so good there.
And Cedros Adventures, their food is beyond comprehension. Mm-hmm. Beautiful cliffside dining, air-conditioned rooms, and the Ponga fleet that they have down there is the best.
Yep.
By far, of any operation down there, they have the best Ponga guys.
Best food, best boat drivers, accommodations are fantastic. That operation has been refined year after year after year. And the one thing that's cool is every time at the end of the trip, they say the same thing always. Tell us everything. Tell us anything that you would like to see, if there's anything we can do better. And they take that to heart. And over a lot of years of providing epic trips, they have just got it dialed in.
Yeah, so if you want to go on a great trip, a great experience, those of you that have been know it's a great experience. Cedros Adventures, two opportunities to do that, and that is Monday, June 26th, and on Monday, July 31st. You fly in Monday, you fly back Friday, you get 3 days of fishing, and get to explore the island. It's a very, very awesome trip. The next trip we talked about was Christmas Island. We already covered that with Castman. Following that, we're going to do a series of three Let's Talk Hookup day-and-a-half trips on the Searcher. And those are really fun. They leave early. They accommodate us very, very well. What a great operation on the Searcher.
Yeah.
Aaron and Art and the whole gang, Celia. What can you say about the Searcher? They're the best when it comes to the day-and-a-half trip on a long-range boat.
Yeah.
Which is incredible.
And they run that exactly the same as if it were a five-day. The crazy good food, the awesome service. There's no less crew. There's no less anything. You're getting long-range experience on a day-and-a-half.
You bet. And there's three opportunities, July 9th, July 11th, and Monday, August 28th, to go on the Searcher on a day-and-a-half trip. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about our trips, take your phone calls, talk more Let's Talk Hookup. Stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup right here on the Mind 10.
Hey, everybody. This is Captain Dwayne Diego, four-pack charter captain, here to talk to you about Parker Boats and the good folks at West Coast Marine. When it came time to start Pinnacle Sport Fishing and get my own boat, there was only one choice. I wanted a Parker. Then there's a real good reason for it. The fishability and seaworthiness. I've been fishing on Parkers for years now, and I know the abuse they can take. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat. Probably overbuilt, but that's what I need when we're out 12 hours a day, over 300 days a year, running charters. The guys at West Coast Marine built me one heck of a fishing boat. From the custom tower with steering and throttle controls to the backup bait pump system, my Parker 2520 XLD will deliver me to the fishing grounds reliably and safe. Take it from me. If you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check them out and their inventory and information online at westcoastmarine.com.
Time for our Power Pro 60-second seminar, your next fishing trip to get the Power Pro advantage. We're talking about a calico bass, nothing better than Super 8 Slick.
That's my favorite, man. That line comes off of your reel. So it's exactly what they said. It's slick. It comes off your line. There's so little friction. It's quiet running. It's smooth casting. I love it. I absolutely love Super 8 Slick. My favorite for calico bass is 65-pound. You still got a lot of line capacity on the reel. It casts really nice. You can pull your freaking guts out. It's awesome. I love it.
It's a great knot.
Yes, it does.
It really works, Super 8 Slick. But then again, maybe Max Quattro is your game. You want to put more capacity on a smaller reel? Try Max Quattro.
Yeah. Fish 80-pound Max Quattro, same diameter as 65, but you're getting that crazy good knot strength. Your big fish rig, you're fishing your 8-inch baits or your big slug or your big hard jerk baits. 80-pound Max Quattro to a piece of 60-pound or even 80-pound Seaguar Premier Fluoro. You hook a fish on that, he's coming home.
Yes, he is. Power Pro at your favorite tackle store. Check out powerpro.com.
If the fish are biting, I'm on my boat, rain or shine. Of course, I wear my life jacket. It's like wearing a seatbelt. Clip it on, grab my tackle box, and hit the water.
Love California, boat California, save California. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Buying a boat is a big decision, and you don't want to make a costly mistake with the wrong one. This is Pete Giacalone for Kussler Yachts. I've been in the fishing business my whole life. In fact, there are probably many of you out there that have fished with me. Well, now I've taken my boating knowledge and joined the team at Kussler Yachts. Mike Kussler and the rest of our team are true professionals when it comes to finding you the right boat. Just ask Pete Gray. I helped him make the right decision on his new boat after an extensive search, and we can help you find the boat of your dreams. We specialize in sport fishing boats and are the exclusive dealer for Regulator Marine, the finest center consoles on the market. At Kussler Yachts, we know fishing and we know boats, inside and out. We can save you thousands of dollars and get you into the right fishing boat for your needs and budget. Kussler Yachts is located on the waterfront at the beautiful Kona Kai Resort, and you can check us out on our website at KusslerYachts.com. That's K-U-S-L-E-R Yachts.com. Or give us a call at 1-866-607-5471. Ask for Pete and let me know you heard about it on Let's Talk Hookup.
There's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Are you feeling that itch to get out on the water? Come fishing on the American Angler and reacquaint yourself with some familiar faces and make new friends. Captain owners Brian Kiyohara and Sam Patella take pride in every aspect of the American Angler operation, from their loyal and trusted crew to the sashimi-grade fresh fish you'll take home. It's easy to find a vacation that fits your schedule. We have everything from day and a half to 10-day trips and longer. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. We want you to become a part of the American Angler family.
XSRS 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
The best NFL coverage is right here. San Diego sports leader, the mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090.
Let's jump into those phones.
You got it, man. Well, they are jam-packed. How about this time we talk to Matt, who's calling us from La Mesa this morning. Hi, Matt. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, Ricky. Good morning, Pete. Hey, I was asking, you guys hooked me up with the Therese rod combo for my Guadalupe trip last year, and I'm just wondering, how many series of that rod is there as far as line class? Because I really, really like it. It's feather light, and you can pull really hard with it and just put the herd on them with it. I'm wondering if there's something that's maybe a little lower on it. In that series.
Not yet, Matt. And I know what you're talking about. That's the Therese Railrod series, the 72XH, which is I believe the one that you have.
Rod.
And then they also have a 72XXH, which were kind of designed to be the rods to match your Talica 25 and your Talica 50.
And Ricky
right.
and I had a hand in helping them design those just for Southern California sport fishing, we're proud to say.
And you guys did awesome, by the way.
I love it. Yeah, Robbie's
man.
They're great, man. I'm the same. I love it. They're lightweight. They have very good guides, very good components. They're very, very strong. And, frankly, they're lesser expensive than the competition. I think it's a better rod at a lower price. It's perfect. You know, you normally don't get to associate better with lesser expensive, but that's the case. I love those things.
And how does that stack up against, say, a Super Seeker 2x4?
I would say, lesser words, it's similar. You know, it's a longer rail rod. The differences would be it's a 7.2 versus 7-footer. I think that it's a little softer in the tip section, which is good when you're fishing a real short top shot like we most commonly are because, you know, with a lack of length in top shot, you lose some of the stretch, and that longer tip and softer tip section allows for a little more absorption, so you don't pull hooks quite as much.
Certainly but lighter weight.
Much lighter.
That's
a big thing.
Huge.
The grip is different. It has a really nice, like, flat side to the bottom of the grip. So instead of being perfectly round like traditional EVA or Hypalon, there's a flat side on the bottom of it. So when you are putting the rod on the rail, it doesn't want to rock or roll over as much. It's got X-Flock, that kind of X-Shrink grip on the handle. So when you are on the rail, you don't really tear up your grips as much. I just like everything that they did with it. But those would be the main differences. A little bit longer, a little bit softer in the tip section.
We're hoping that they expand the series.
Yeah, I hope so, too.
Two rods right now, the X and the XH.
It'd be nice to see an H, you know. Then you'd have a rod for your TAC 25, your TAC 50, and then maybe one smaller for a TAC 20, like a nice 80-pound rig.
Let's talk to Rob.
I think that's a good idea, man.
Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Captain Clowers is on the line. Good morning, Al.
Good morning, gentlemen. What a great show you guys got going on over there this morning.
Thanks, Al.
Hey, I just thought I'd call in and pull it back into that big old beautiful San Diego Bay, and all the kids that we have around town. And this is the time of year where they're getting ready to get out of school, get new rods. And I get a lot of families and kids out on the bay, and it's just phenomenal. It's phenomenal fishing out there for the bass, and now the water temperature's dropping in the back bay, and all the bay sharks are biting, so... On these trips that we're doing is we're getting a bunch of bass in the first couple hours, and I roll back to the shark zone and put these kids on these 40 to 100-pound bat rays and shovel nose and leopards and stuff.
That's cool.
Phenomenal fishing. And it's just so glassy, and there's nobody in this bay in the morning. You know what I mean?
Oh.
I mean, there's a few work boats going by, but you have the whole San Diego Bay during the week, and even on the weekends in the morning, all to yourself. So,
so
it's just a phenomenal fishery, and I got a few trips on the books, but... phone's ringing, and throughout the holidays, it's all about the kids and the families in the bay right now. So I just wanted to give you guys a shout out
and say hi and beautiful weather we have and everything, man. It's just so awesome to get out there on the bay. And I know you're very reasonably priced too, Al. How much you charge for a bay trip?
It's $450 for two people and $50 each additional person.
Nice.
For a half day, and then you get a $50 discount for one kid under 13. So basically, if you have a kid under 13, he fishes for free, and then I do a military discount as well. So there's a bunch of different options there, and it is very reasonable.
Very, very. All right, how do we get a hold of you, Allie? We want to go fish the bay. Perfect time of the year. To go,
you can go to my website at CaptainClowers.com or give me a shout-out, 619-800-FISH.
All right. Captain Clowers, great guy to fish
with. Yeah, lots
and
of fun.
Really nice, comfortable boat to fish on, too. Thanks, Al. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Guys, have a good Thanksgiving as well.
All right.
See ya.
Take care.
All right. Well, the phone lines are packed up. Let's jump back in. Talk to Johnny. Caught us from Lakeside this morning. Good morning, Johnny. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
From Rickeyville. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
What's up, Johnny?
Hey, not much. Talked to you guys a while ago. Had another quick question for you. It goes along with Captain Clower's comment. You know, for us guys on the lower end budget that don't have a never-ending money supply to run every trip with 10, 12 rods, you know, when you're going surface iron or jigging or, you know, from bass to yellowtail to hoping for the big tuna bite, what one combo would you guys recommend? As far as, you know, universal from, like Captain Clower said, all the fish variety in the bay to offshore fishing.
Whoa, that's a difficult one, right, Rick? Because bay fishing is light tackle and your offshore fishing is going to be a little heavy.
Yeah, it's got to be two rigs for those for that. And you can cover a lot of things with two rigs, but the right rig for catching a bay bass is never going to be the right rig for targeting offshore tuna. It doesn't mean there's not times when the tuna is small that you couldn't catch it on a Corrado, and it doesn't mean you couldn't fish the bay with a lighter rig. But I would say, like you're saying, it doesn't need to be 10 or 12 rods, but you need two outfits if you're going to do that type of fishing a lot of. And those two outfits would cover a bunch. If it were me and I was investing in two outfits to do a lot of all-around stuff, the first one would be a Corrado 300 by Shimano. Inexpensive. It's under $300. Relatively inexpensive. Very, very versatile reel. It's going to cover all of your inshore, bay, calico bass, light yellowtail, small kelp patty, things like that, a Corrado 300.
But if you wanted to go less expensive, and if you're not really familiar with baitcasts, you're one of those inexpensive Shimano spinning reels.
Sedona, Stratic.
You could, for under $100, you could get a rod and reel combo that would work very, very well for the bay, right?
Yeah, you could get a Sedona, which is a nice spinning reel. They're around $50-$60, match it up with like a Sojourn rod, you know, a 7-foot spinning rod. That would cover all of your bay bass. You're going to start to limit yourself on fish outside the bay, but you certainly have an option there. Or you could go Bait Runner. You know, Bait Runner D is going to be around $100.
Yep.
And then you're going to have a spinning reel that's enough to do your bay bass and your light saltwater duty.
Saltwater, yeah, there you go. And then for an inexpensive offshore rig where you're going to catch bigger yellowtail, maybe tuna and stuff like that.
Got to be Torium, right?
Yeah, the Torium.
Great
HG.
Reel. Yep, not terribly expensive.
You could get the reel and the rod probably for less than $300.
In that neighborhood, for sure, yeah. You figure your Torium is around 2.5. It's a little bit less than that, 229, 239, 249, depending on which size you get, the 16 through 30. And then, you know, save
you match it up with one of those 29.95 rods you have at Fisherman's Landing Tackle.
Liquid stick, for sure, yeah. Come Fred Hall, hopefully those things will be on. But, yeah, you could definitely do it on the inexpensive and get some good gear. What I would caution you is, Be cautious when you're doing exactly what you're doing. Go into a good tackle store, tell them what your budget is, tell them what you're going to do, and they're going to find the right gear.
There you go. Hey, hope that helps you out. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. How about we jump back into the phones? This time talk to Bruce, calling us from Lemon Grove. Hi, Bruce. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Bruce.
Not really at Lemon Grove today. We're out on the bay. Now you guys are talking
about it. Hey, nice. Right on, Bruce.
Got about 25, 30 going so far. It's a pretty good day.
Sweet.
But, what a beautiful day.
I was asking about the trips, the Guadalupe. Did anybody pull out any toad yellows out of there? I mean, I've been there and saw.
Yeah, there's been some big yellows out of there. I know the Shogun, the trip before I went on, had an 89-pounder.
Oh, my gosh.
We didn't have any big ones on our Guadalupe trip, but, you know, they're there. And I know that Harold Davis, when he went on the Royal Polaris, had a big one right there.
I'm bummed.
Right there.
I'm bummed that we
lost it right at the boat.
I'm bummed that we don't have Captain Russ in here this morning. One, obviously, because he's got family stuff and we're you know praying for him on that. But two, to get to tell his story. If Russ caught a holy grail fish this year. That we were talking about that at the shop, and I know he had a 51-pound yellowtail, legitimate on the surface iron at Guadalupe. Like that is, as far as surface iron yellowtail guy goes, that's it. That's the holy grail. A 50-pounder on the plug is all time.
Oh yeah, and there was three ways they were fishing them. You know, of course, on the surface iron. Number two was a slab bait on the dropper loop, and then a live mackerel on the dropper loop. And as Russ was saying on the boat, Steve Loomis also stated, they don't grow a big enough scad mackerel that a yellowtail can't eat. So the bigger the better, man. You put
down
a 3-pounder on there, by gosh, maybe you get that 90-pounder.
No doubt.
Yeah. Hey, hope that helps you out. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Before we run out of town, I want to continue down our list of
trips,
and I believe we left off at Katmai Lodge, second annual Katmai Lodge. I am telling you, now, this is not a saltwater adventure. This is a freshwater adventure, but it is the ultimate experience in Alaska. This is true Alaska experience. There's lots of side trips that you can do on this. Like last year we did the Alaska Railroad up to Denali, and there's other trips down to Seward where you could go get a fix for the saltwater, go down in Seward and have some halibut fishing right out of Anchorage there. Anchorage is kind of a focal point, and then you fly right out of Anchorage to Katmai. But there is no experience that you will talk more about than going to Katmai Lodge. I know I was talking to Greg Stotesbury last weekend when he was on the show, and his mom and dad went there before his dad passed away, and he said his dad never stopped talking about
that.
And they were hardcore saltwater people, and he never stopped talking about, said it was the best trip he's ever been on in his life. And that's kind of the way I feel. It's one of the best trips I've ever been on in my life. It's such a unique experience that, and it's not a cheap experience, but it's one of those kind of things that you got to go if you want to see true Alaska in the tundra and see bears and eagles and moose and giant trout, and you'll bring home a box of sockeye salmon, which is so good eating, and catch tons of fish. And this is a trip you can take a significant other that's a non-fishing person, and they will have a great time.
That's a point that I was going to bring up. This trip sells out every year, and I would say it seems as if larger than 50% of the group is not hardcore fisher people at all. It's a lot of either novice or guy that loves fishing, bringing wife, girlfriend, vice versa, things like that. A non-hardcore fisher person would love Katmai.
And catching those giant king salmon in the river on the plug.
I want to do that.
Oh,
I want
God,
to do that bad.
That fun. Oh, man. Unbelievable. So that's one you want to look at. There's only 4 spots left on that, so you don't think too long on that. Book it. Trust me. It is unbelievable. It is amazing. Next trip down is the Cedros Tackle Kayak Adventure. Now, that one sold out, but we added a trip in September, September 15th, and that is an amazing trip. You know, Jeff has built such a beautiful house on the top of Cedros there. Super great accommodation, fantastic food. He's got pongas you can fish off, and then he's got that Hobie Mirage Drive kayaks that you put on the truck and go to the other side of the
island.
That's
what I want to go do.
And that is amazing, unbelievable. Or you fish right out in front of Cedros there, catch giant yellowtail, huge calico bass. He caught that giant grouper that's on the front page of his website.
Pending IGFA world record.
Yeah. Unbelievable trip. The Cedros kayak, such a different twist from Cedros Adventures, but you do get to do it from a kayak as well as from a ponga on Cedros Kayak. So, like I say, only 3 spots available on that trip, so you better jump on that very, very soon. And then our 23rd annual Palmas de Cortez Fall Spectacular, such a great trip. Unbelievable fall in the East Cape. We had such a good time this year and such a great group of people. Please join us on that. And then we talked about it already, the 6-day Shogun trip to Guadalupe. Enough said about that.
Right?
Yeah. So let's try and jump back in the phones, Rick.
You got it. We'll pull back into the phones. And right now we've got, again, very patient callers. We're going to talk to John. He's calling us from Bonzel this morning. Hi, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, guys. Great show. I was wondering, you got any reports from the Eastern Sierras? Where specifically, there's a great lake I love up there, Lake Heenan. It's a Laotian cutthroat.
Oh,
hatchery.
Really?
Yeah, you know, the regular season at the Eastern Sierras is closed, but there are waters that are open. The lower Owens, the middle Owens, and upper Owens open, but most of the lakes are closed. Hot Creek is open, but you'd have to check regulations in DFG. And also the visitmammoth.com website would have open waters and such like that. But the regular season won't start again until the end of April. So that would be. Now, as far as Lahontan cutthroat trout, the ultimate place to go, Pyramid Lake, fly into Reno or drive into Reno, and it's about 30 miles outside of Reno. I've done it. It's cold, but it's unbelievable how big those fish are in that
lake.
Cool. And I believe Bruce Smith goes there a lot. He's got a lot of pictures on his website, which is if you
Facebook would probably be your best bet.
Facebook Bruce Smith and Fortune Sport Fishing, you'd probably be able to find him.
You know where the
we got to get Bruce on the show.
Yeah, no doubt.
I thought about that.
You know who a really good hidden secret mammoth info guy is, which is not always easy to wrangle them up because they're very busy. But it's Terry at Point Loma Seafoods. Terry is a diehard, really good mammoth guy. Not easy, but next time you're down there ordering your squid sandwich or your tuna sandwich or whatever you're getting, just bend his ear while you're picking up your food. Terry is the man when it comes to mammoth.
And he comes back and shows me pictures of the big fish that he catches up in the area up there in the rivers. It's like, I've never seen that size fish.
Team Woolpatch.
We got it. Yeah, he's amazing. So check that out. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. Next up, let's talk to Roger calling us from South Pasadena this morning. Hey, Roger, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi, Roger. Good morning.
What's up, Roger?
Thank you for teaching angler like me about John Collins' knot. I really like that knot. But I was just wondering if you have any reservation of using that knot when you try to fish for big tuna or marlin.
I can tell you my personal experience, up to 60-pound test, I would have no reservations. John Collins says fish it no matter what.
Yep.
Fish it on 130-pound test, and there's been a lot of big fish landed on that John Collins knot. But you get above that, I like the Sato crimp and the wind-ons.
You and I are identical. Yeah. I feel the same. I think that that knot will work on a big one? I know it will. I've seen it work. I know that John Collins fish on big ones. I know that there's been cows landed. Brandon Bono, who works in our tackle store, ties the knot all the time. He was talking about a 15-day he did on the Royal Polaris last year. Watch the guy next to him hook a shark. His leader got busted off. He grabbed a piece of Seaguar fluorocarbon, tied a John Collins knot, pulled off 10 feet, tied a hook on it, threw it out, got a 280.
Whoa.
So will it work? Absolutely. That said, Pete, I'm exactly the same as you. I tie it up to 60-pound. Above that, I'm a Sato crimper.
So you've got to make your own decisions. But, yes, will it work? Absolutely. No question about it. Hey, thanks a lot for the call. Dave and Anza, just about 30 seconds left. Dave.
Yeah, real quick, enjoy the open forum you have here. Yeah, Pete, I know that on November 17th there was a meeting with the Port District regarding the renovation there at Shelter Island Ramp. Did you go to that, and what's the latest if you did?
I was unable to make that trip, but on the front page of the Western Outdoor News this week, there's a good description of what's going on there and a nice rendering of what it's going to look like.
Nice.
So pick up Western Outdoor News this week and read that front page, and the operation is going to start right after the Open Bay Bass Tournament on January 21st. I believe they're going to start breaking ground right that Monday after, and it's going to continue through well into October. So going to be difficult to launch a boat in San Diego.
I'm saying this again. You're hearing this right now. Go get your slip now in San Diego. Get your side tie. If you're a trailer boat guy, go get a side tie. Start finding the spots, because I guarantee you, once the hint of summertime comes, all those spots are going to be gone. Go do it right now.
Yeah, but don't get it, because we don't want those lines at the bait receiver. So. don't do it.
I don't think you got a whole lot to worry about this year.
Hey, thanks a lot for the call.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out what lucky guy's got himself a brand new pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. We're giving away a pair of Stingrays when we return. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
What a tuna and yellowtail season last year. Many say the best in 30 years. Could this season be even better? Don't be caught without the right gear. Now is the time to stock up on the trolling lure that proved to be the best. X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Every X-Wrap Magnum runs perfect right out of the box. They all have extreme action and a controlled, deep-diving, aggressive swimming motion. The large diving lip partners with premium BMC hooks and an irresistible rattle. The X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala can be trolled at high speeds without rolling. pulling or kicking out at depths to 15 feet. Bottom line, the X-Raft Magnum is the ultimate trolling lure for Southern California and Baja saltwater fishing. With a textured translucent body, internal holographic foil, and 3D holographic eye, X-Raft Magnums are irresistible to saltwater game fish. Available in a variety of colors and sizes. No matter what you choose, the fish can't resist X-Raft Magnum by Rapala. Ask your local tackle dealer which is the hottest color and size and start catching more fish. See the entire line at Rapala.com.
Yamaha's Why Wait for Spring Fall Sales Event is here. For a limited time, eligible new 90 to 300 horsepower four-strokes include 6 years of warranty protection. And eligible new 2.5 to 75 horsepower four-strokes get you up to $600 in dealer credit.
Reliability starts here.
Yamaha. Offer ends November 22nd, 2016. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 36-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha Upward dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Sport fishing, not just for dad anymore. At Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, kids fish free every Sunday. Free half-day fishing trip and clinic free for kids 12 and under every Sunday at Dana Wharf. Join the Dana Wharf Kids Club and get over $100 of really cool stuff like 2 free fishing trips, a free whale watch trip, and more. Dana Wharf, everyone's favorite since 1971. Click DanaWharf.com or visit them in the Dana Point Harbor, the bass capital of the West, and only minutes from the 5 Freeway in Orange County. DanaWharf.com, where kids fish free.
No matter the fishing conditions, count on the Seaguar family of fluorocarbon leader material to help you catch more fish. Fluoro Premier has a smaller diameter with the highest break strength. Plus, it is super soft. When bites are tough, tie on Fluoro Premier. Blue Label is tough as nails with incredible abrasion resistance and impact strength. And new Pink Label is the choice for tough light conditions, giving you a little more visibility for better line control. Pick up a spool of Seaguar at your favorite tackle dealer or visit Seaguar.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. All right, the big winner of a brand new pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the Stingrays, is going to Johnny in Lakeside. Johnny, congratulations. You're going to be so stoked with those Maui Jims, man. They're the best.
Yeah, and great show. Thank you all for listening.
Yeah,
that's
fun.
Please sign up for our trips. I'm telling you, they sell out. They all sell out. We always go at prime dates. And if you're dreaming about it, make a hint to somebody that would make one heck of a Christmas gift to go fishing with us in 2017. And we're going to be back tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. Another great show, Mike Wynn and Lori Byron from Turner's Outdoors. And we'll be talking tackle and talking fishing. You know, Mike and Lori, hardcore anglers, and a lot of fun to have them here. I want to thank Adam and Ryan on the other side of the glass this morning. And thank you very much for making this a great show.
Yeah.
And we'll see you tomorrow morning right back here on the Mighty 1090.